quality of the magazines than the quality of our resources. We were much better equipped for Christopher at Vanity Fair than at Spy. So over the last 18 years, we've had a remarkable a professional relationship and personal relationship. I'll tell you, as a colleague, he is a wonderful colleague. He is fearless. He is brave. We have sent him to every war-torn country you can imagine. He's been to all of President Bush's Axis of Evil countries. He's interviewed everybody. He was up for anything. Those of you who follow him closely will know that a few years ago, at a suggestion of Tom Headley, who was one of the old editors at Esquire in the 1960s, he said, why don't you send Christopher on a mission to discover the limits of self-improvement? And so over two or three columns, Christopher, we sent him to professional haberdashers and professional dentists, and he had manicures and professional haircuts. And he came into the office, and we were having a little meeting, and he said, well, what's next? And I said, well, I'm just, there's one more thing I think you should do. And I said, it involves waxing. And he said, what do you mean waxing? I said, well, I sort of tried to explain to him what it was. And I said, there's a procedure that I just heard about, but I think you should try it. And it's called the back, the sack, and the crack. I swear, the color slightly drained from his face as he sort of tried to contemplate what this actually meant, because I'd only figured it out